Welcome to this message by Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Bishop Edwin Ogo is a seasoned minister of the Word of God whose messages on Christian living, church building, and the work of the ministry are a great inspiration to ministers all over the world. He pastors the McInerney Cathedral in Oyibi, where he ministers powerfully in various services, transforming lives and raising zealous church workers. You will experience the transformational force and power of God's Word as he ministers passionately to you today. Be blessed as you listen.
Oh, I expected your hand clap to have lasted longer than it did. And I expected your excitement to be more than I can feel. Is somebody excited to be in church this morning? You know, whenever we come to church, we must understand that God is doing something new in your life. Hallelujah. And when we have come to church, we have come to receive our word for the week. Amen. And one sure thing you must know is that word, it will take on flesh. What you hear in church determines the life you live when you have gone into the week. Hallelujah. And I'm excited that in this place, we are always giving the unadulterated word of God, the purest form of the word. And I'm excited that you're excited, because God will do nothing new in your life without his word. So church, this morning I'm excited that the word of God is about to come. I want you to prepare your heart. When you look around, and we say it, but every time we've come to church, when you look around, you see that there's been an addition. And I remember the first time we came, Bishop said that the church is not just this building. What happens to the physical building is also happening to your life. So as the church is becoming beautiful, your life is becoming beautiful. As we are adding to the physical building, God is adding to your life. And this morning, God is bringing you your dose for the week. The word of God that transforms your life is about to come. The word of God that changes your life is about to come. The word of God that adds color to your life is about to come. So I want you to shake yourself. I want you to wake yourself up, because this morning, an oily and anointed vessel of God is bringing the word of God to us. And you cannot be here and live the same, because the word is good and the bringer of the word is very good. This morning, church, I want us to welcome to our international stage God's gate for our life, our pastor, your pastor, God's anointed for us, the Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo, as he comes on stage. Up your hands.
I don't want to be a wayside ground. I don't want to be a thorny ground. I don't want to be a stony ground. Lord, make me a good ground. I don't want to be no.
Be a wayside ground.
I don't want to be
a word of prayer. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. We love you. Father, we thank you for this beautiful life you've given us. This morning, we pray that you will visit us through your word. Your words are not ordinary words. Your words carry healing, freshness, strength,
power. So today is our prayer that through your word we will encounter you in a very powerful way. In Jesus' name, amen. You may please be seated today. I want to welcome you to church. Amen. Say, I am in church. Oh, I can't hear you well. Say, I am in church. And say, I am happy to be in church. I want you to be very excited. Be very excited that you have come into church. If anything good will happen to you in your life, it will be through the church you have come to be a part of. And that is why I am very happy that I am preaching this message, going deeper and doing more. And remember that there are two big things in one. Go deeper. Go deeper. And do more. That's the message. That's the message. You go deeper and then you do more. You see in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 10, we read this scripture last 2 weeks. It says, but God has revealed them to us by His Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things. Yea, the deep things of God. The deep things of God. God has got deep things. And it is very important for you to have a mind to go deep. Have a mind that you are going to go deep. See, I've been a Christian for so many years. I've been serving in the Lord and working in the church. Actually, it's about 40 years. You can always know a tree by its fruit. Today, I want to tell you just, I'm hoping that it will be just one thing. Because there's a very, very tremendously powerful point I want to chat with you on. There's a point. But I'm just saying that as I've been a Christian for so many years, the life I have lived, I am living, is not an unfortunate life. It is a blessed life. And I'm saying this to come to the point I'm hoping to only stay on if the Holy Spirit will allow me. It's worth it. It's worth staying on just one point today for some 20, 30 minutes and then we go. But please listen to me very carefully. That for the 40 years I have walked with God, I have gone deeper at every stage. I've gone deeper. I have not gone less deeper than I was before. In other words, I have not withdrawn myself. Over the 40 years, I have not withdrawn myself and the things I want to do for God. I've not reduced it. You see, because you can be walking with God and you are gradually reducing the things, your level of involvement. And that is what I'm just saying to you today. That God, you see, the deep things of God, that the, those last five or so words, the deep things of God. And I'm advising you, have a mind to go deep. The deep things of God. Have a mind that you will not reduce your involvement. And have a way of measuring the things you do. Last week we talked about data. Yes, have a way of measuring the things you do. I'm advising you. It's advice. This is not preaching. This is advice. One of the things the Holy Spirit does is that He gives advice. He preaches. He teaches. But He also gives advice. He advises. So I'm advising you that don't reduce your whatever level you are at now. Make sure that the only change that takes place is a change to do more. It shouldn't be a change to do less. That would be very unfortunate. Don't allow any friend. Don't allow yourself. Don't allow any situation or circumstance to push you to do less. Don't. You don't get God by holding on to Him with less and less strength. You get God by increasing your grip on Him. That's how you get God. And I hope you are here looking for, I hope there's somebody here looking for a girl. Or somebody's husband or some boy be worse. But I hope we are all here. I'm here looking for God. Why are you laughing? It's true. I hope you are not here looking for a girl or somebody's husband. But you are here looking for God. If you are looking for God, then I will show you that the people who found God did not reduce their grip on Him. Like Jacob, when he found an angel, he increased his grip. He said, I will never allow you to go until you have blessed me. And he increased his grip till there was evidence. So I want to say to all of you that the title, if you can get the cover of the book to show them, I'm not preaching one thing. I'm preaching about, yes, going deeper, but also doing more. Do more. That is how the devil gets people to destroy them. He gets them to do more than they've done. More. Smoke more. Drink more. Have more sex. More pornography. He takes you, because you see, anytime, if we know you are going deeper by what you are doing, by the more you are doing. We know you are going deeper. And this is a choir, Dancing Stars. You have to do more. You have to do more. Find something more than just dancing in church. Maybe I shouldn't have preached today. I should have just announced that today's message, like I've brought the choir and the Dancing Stars to sing and dance a lot, and then we close and say that today's message is on my podcast tomorrow. It's a message I preached last night. That's today's message. Today's message. So I'm sending all of you tomorrow, leaders, get your members to listen to the podcast of last night's message I preached at the cathedral. The title is Make Yourselves Saviors of Men. That's the message. I'm advising you. Don't do less. Don't do less. And don't maintain what you are doing. Don't maintain what you are doing. Do more. I used to have one service on a Sunday. Today I'm having three services. I'm doing more. Hold on to God more. Now, let me get to the point I want to teach. Because last week I began to teach on how God takes you deeper. Do you see? How does God take you deeper into Him? And I'm saying that one of the ways you know you are going deeper is when you are doing more. So how does God get you to go deeper and to do more? We saw last week that God takes you deeper through your hunger and your thirst. Hunger and thirst. Always will take you deeper. That's how we drink more and more. A lot of these girls sitting here, I don't know why it's girls, but there may be a reason. If they drink a glass of beer, they'll get drunk. Just a glass of beer or Guinness, they will feel something. I don't know why the boys will not. Just a glass. You may need to drink a bottle to start feeling something. It has to do with enzymes and all that. But that's let's listen to me. Listen. You begin by drinking a glass of beer, but you will notice that with time, Satan gets you to drink more beer by creating hunger. Even if you drank one glass, it will not be enough. You'll be hungry for more. Yeah. You are drawn into things by hunger. So you drink or you smoke. Some time ago, just smoking one or two joints gave you a feeling. Then a time comes when you smoke one or two, you don't get the feeling. That's what I'm saying. You don't get the feeling. It's hunger. So now you must do three or four. Yes. Hungry for more. And on and on and on. Now, in God, God also blesses your life by creating hunger. And many of you are not hungry. See, I was telling somebody that I'm looking for a third church building to preach in on Sundays, I'm very likely to start a third church service in another church building, which starts around 4 o'clock, an afternoon service. Because I've been preaching in one service and I realized that I want to do more. There's a hunger in me. I've started the second service. I can already feel that I'm hungry. I'm not getting the kick I need. So, and I'm saying that is how, you see, you must allow God to use hunger to draw you deeper. Allow Him. So when you sit around God and you are doing the same thing and you don't feel hungry for more, you read the Bible. We all begin with one verse, quiet time. A time comes, you want to look into what is in the next verse. Just the next verse, what is in it? Can I spend another 5 minutes to see what is in the next verse? That is hunger. Without hunger, you will not even prosper. One day, you will have the opportunity to travel on a plane and go to, let's even say, just landing here. You will notice that it's a very nice place. It's a nice place. Even 100 years ago, it was very nice. I've seen pictures my father took when he was in school. The buildings, this must be about 70, 80 years ago. There's nothing here in this age. That's very nice. If you go to the castles are 600 years. If you have heard of the Tower of London is about 1,000 years. If you go to London, you will notice that it's a nice place. They built castles and palaces and so on. But the people there, some 500, 600 years ago, said, you know what? Where we are is nice. But we are hungry to see what is behind the sea. The sea there. Let's make some ships. Hunger. What is behind the sea? Is it water? Is it a cliff? Is it crocodiles? Is it monsters? I want to see. In the world they were in, they were interested in seeing what is next. Why don't you also have an interest in seeing what is in Leviticus? What is in Exodus? I've been reading John or Matthew or New Testament. Today, I want to read Psalms. You get deeper into the things you do by hunger. You see, and everyone here, you must understand, God has given you the hunger, but you are using the wrong things to satisfy the hunger. Yes. When you see a man sitting here drinking, who is a drunkard, any boy here who is just having sex with a girl in the area, sexing. I'm telling you, listen to me. You are hungry for something. When we were young, about 40 years ago, we used to say that there is a God-shaped vacuum that only God can fill. A lot of the wrong things you are doing in your life is because of a hunger for God. It's a hunger for God. So God takes you deeper by making you hungry. And I'm telling you that you are hungry. I'm telling you, if you give birth, you will know. When a child is into toffees and so on, you know the child is hungry. Stop the toffees and give the child something sensible. The friends you are moving with, because whether you are an unbeliever or you are a believer, it's not good for anybody to be alone. Anybody, it's not a good thing to be alone. That's why people who leave a church and walk away become very bitter, especially if they have lived in the church for a very long time. They become very bitter, in fact, to the point that they become mental and mad, because all their lives, the people they have known, they have cut themselves off them. And they are now forcing to relate with people that they themselves called evil some time ago. I mean, if I leave this church, I don't know what type of life I'm going to have. I will only be a bitter person. I can't think of anything. Because everything in my life is the church. That's why I'm advising you, don't hang on to the little teeny bitty wit, bitty bitty teeny little bits of things you are doing. But do more. Do more. Do more. Do more. If you are in this church only projecting verses, I give you a little time. Even if you are in the church, you'll be a corrupted version of yours. I'm telling you, what keeps us is the more we do. What keeps us is the more. I'm advising you. You are in church today. Praise God. But find something more, more. There's a Bacenta meeting to attend on Thursdays. There's something in the Bacenta. You joined it. You've joined for 3 months. You attend. In the Bacenta, there is something you can do that you were not doing before. There's always a deeper level. God takes you deeper. We saw this last week. By convincing you to do more than you did at the beginning. More. You see that in Revelation 2 verse 19. That's the point I'm making, actually. The point I'm making is really the second point. That I know thy works and charity and service and faith, patience and works. The last to be more than the first. Give me the NIV. The last to be more. That is the latter one is more. But the NIV puts it this way. And that you are now doing more than you did at first. You are now doing more. In 6 months' time, I am challenging you. In 6 months' time, you must find yourself doing more than you are doing now. I'm challenging you. It's a challenge. I'm challenging you. I'm challenging you. More. Even if it's the same thing you are doing, like playing the keyboard, find something you can do. You can do with the keyboard that deeper and more in the keyboard. But what do you see in the church? You see people, they play the same thing for years. The same chords, whatever they call it. I don't know the names. When great, you did very well. The film stars. Let's clap our hands for them. Beautiful. And I mean, you are looking at talent. Pastor Stanley can be in any, and I mean any production, anywhere, anytime. You can see that he is good. But this is one level. Yeah, there is more. Always believe that even if you are doing something good, that there is more. Including even if they say you are excellent in acting or excellent in preaching. Like Pastor Francis is an excellent preacher. Or Sister Judy is an excellent singer. There is something called a more excellent singing. Hebrews 10, I think, talks about a more excellent More excellent. So even when you are excellent, there's a higher level. Don't settle at the level you are at now. Don't. Pretty girls. Beautiful singing. I was just enjoying your singing. I mean it. You know me, if I'm not enjoying it, I'll tell you. I was enjoying your singing. I wasn't in for the second part of this. But when I came in and you were singing, it was beautiful singing. I just noticed you. I took note of you. Yeah. A deeper note of you. Very nice. Very, very nice. I can say, as a pastor who has pastored churches for over 30 years, that this is an excellent singer. I'm telling you. I won't say that about you, or you, or you, or you. I'll say it about her. But even the one I'm calling excellent can be more excellent. So you who are not excellent, build yourself up to be excellent. More excellent. You sing more excellent singing. So one day, we don't say, let's welcome Sister Betty to sing. You say, let's welcome Lady Pastor Betty. That's a more excellent title. She's a pastor. And you see her, as she's standing on the stage singing, she's not just a singer anymore. She sings. She sings. Yes. But one third of the church service, the members, one third of them came from her ministry. Because as she's, we are calling her excellent, there's nothing, I'm not sure she brings about 3 people to church today. How many did you bring today? 6. Yes. A day comes, we are expecting that you bring 10. Yes. Then 15. Till one day we say, no, Sister Betty, you can't. We won't allow you to come here anymore. Your 70 members, start a branch with them. That's deeper. That's deeper. Because her friends who are unbelievers, who are also pretty just like her, whatever they are doing, they are doing more and going deeper. They are not sleeping with just one husband. They've got 3 married men. One supplies phones and airtime. One supplies wigs and bags. Then another one is the pocket money man, the money man. I would say the sinners, they waxed more and more. Sinners, they waxed what? More and more. So when you are a Christian and you don't wax more and more, it means you are not wise. But evil men and seducers, let's even just stay with evil men, but evil men shall wax worse and worse, deceiving. They deceive people until they are now being deceived, which is the Mercedes Benz of madness. Yeah, you start by deceiving people. Anybody who deceives people, a time comes, you are deceived. You are deceived into thinking that you won't be found out, or to think that you will always be deceiving people. What you don't know is that a time comes, people see who you are, but you can't see yourself. That's madness. Give me other versions. New Living Translation. But evil people and imposters will flourish. NIV. Evil men and imposters will go from bad to worse. This is unbeliever. This is it. Bad to worse. This is a Bible. It's not a poem. Which is how, like Paul said, such were some of you. You were bad, yes, but you grew worse. Those who don't speak good English, you say worse or badder. But it is bad, and you develop. Nobody remains bad. They do worse. Just had a boy, a young man. It's not a boy. I won't even say it. I won't say it. It's too dirty to talk about it in church. It's too unfortunate. Nobody remains bad. It's there in the Bible. While evil men and imposters will go from bad. Anybody here who is doing something bad, now it's my turn to give you a promise. You are going to get worse in that thing you are doing until you come out of it. Yes. Anybody from keyboardist to the man there, anything in your life that is bad, I'm telling you that you are by next year, once you persist in it, you will go worse. That is how the devil gets to destroy you. You will go worse. So better turn around. Better turn around. There's nothing like bad for 100 years. Nothing like that. And that's how God also blesses you. For moving you from good to better. And best. And best to excellent. And excellent to more excellent. And more excellent. Deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. That's a song they were singing. Deeper. Please pause the clapping. Pause the clapping. I'm now telling you. Make up your mind. To go deeper. Just make up. No, listen. Talk. Make up your mind. Whatever you are doing, even if you are the one preaching in the service, ask yourself one English question. What is the next deeper step I can take in this? Like this church we are building. Already when I went to stand up on the stage, the Lord showed me the next deeper thing to do. I've never remained at the same time, at the same place. And I'm not the area's best pastor. Even the area, I'm not the best pastor. Like a Hindu star. There are better churches everywhere. You come to church with your handbag, chewing gum, slouched in a chair, about to sleep. I said about to sleep. He's actually been sleeping. No, but it's okay. Maybe it's really your first time. Oh, today's my first time. Well, let's assume that even today's your first time. There's nothing wrong with that. It's not used in the church environment. But subsequent weeks, make up your mind that you will get better and 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 better. Till one day you are the one singing on the stage. And you sing and sing and sing and sing. Till one day when the pastor has traveled, you are the one preaching on the stage. That's how God gets you to bless you. Today, I'm just giving you one point. How God takes you deeper. Number one is that He takes you deeper by creating hunger and thirst. Number two, He takes you deeper by making you do more. That's how God will draw you. He will let you do more at the beginning than at the beginning. Number three, and I can't find a better point. Honestly, it's so big that I don't even know how to talk about it for 5 minutes. But let's read the verse. Exodus 33, 17. The Lord said to Moses, I'll do this thing that you have also spoken, because you found grace in my sight, and I know you by name. Verse 18. He said, I beseech thee, show me your glory. And he said, go back to verse 18. Show me your glory. Let me experience your glory. Is beauty and niceness. Like I am reflecting the glory of God. As I said, oh yes. My life, every aspect of my life reflects the glory of God. That's the glory of God. It's beautiful. That I'm pastoring a very big church somewhere. And I'm coming here. I'm also having a church here. The church is growing. It's beautiful. That's God's glory. I was smoking heavily and drinking heavily. And now I've met Christ. I've stopped smoking. That's beautiful. That's glory. That's just not smoking is glory. Not watching pornography is glory. It's beautiful. God makes your life beautiful. Very nice. I mean, our sister Betty that I was talking about, who is singing. I mean, beautiful life. But one day she'll tell you a testimony. It wasn't as beautiful as she is expressing now. Yes. That's glory. What you are seeing in her is glory now. Yes, it's beautiful. How she has arranged her life. If she tells you her life and how it has been arranged now, you only stand up and clap your hands. If you are sitting with her and she tells you her story, you will stand up and clap your hands. That's beautiful. Many who have been where she has been are not even in the church. Some are mental patients. I'm not joking. You know me, I hardly joke. So Moses was asking, show me your glory. Let my life reflect. I mean, show me your beauty. I want to feel that it's nice. Hey! Anyone here, I want to you to listen to me very carefully. I'm ending, actually. God wants to show you how beautiful he is. David said, one thing have I desired of the Lord, and that is what I will seek after. Can you believe he wasn't talking about looking for money? He said, to behold the beauty. I want to see. Listen, I want to beg you. Also, have that desire in you to behold. I mean, this church thing, this church, we are in the church, we are sweating. Is that it? I mean, is it? God, show me the nice thing about this life. One thing have I desired. One desire. to behold the beauty of the Lord. Now, personally, you think about it. Do you think if you talk to 1 billion Christians, even one of them will talk about beholding with glory? You want money. I want marriage. I want to get pregnant. I want a car. Most people with God, what they are seeking for is a job. I want a car. I want to be married like Sister Lucy. Mitch, I want to park my car there. I also want to go to America. So I was in London the other day. You go to, I want to go. But David wasn't looking for London or pregnancy or a wife or a job. No. He said, I want to see your beauty. See your beauty. If you can see my face, I don't know that you stand on the stage. Can you see my face? God wants to make you beautiful. He wants to make your life beautiful. Not with wig and scarf. Let's make your life beautiful. It's beautiful. When they came to Gadara and they saw the man sitting down. I mean, just sitting down is beauty. This man is sitting down. It's beautiful. Is it verse 15? I think. Yes. Sitting down, I think so. Sitting down. Yes. Sitting. I mean, to sit. Many of you can't sit at one place. See, I'm just saying that beauty is not makeup and wig and lipstick and money and nice t-shirt, nice shoes, nice trousers, nice wig, nice watch. No, just sitting down is beautiful. Just sitting down is beautiful. And clothed. This man was naked. Like many girls here. Yes. Naked. Naked. Anybody who comes to see you today, you have covered your breasts. I mean, since when did you start covering your breasts? Since when did you start wearing knee-length skirts? How? Just a change of dress is God's glory. I'm telling you. Some of you, just being able to change your friends is enough. No, one day I sent you a picture. It's one of my most beautiful pictures I've seen. Yeah, I sent it to her. A young man. I won't tell you who he is. He at I don't know. I think someone took a picture of them taking a selfie. And he was taking a selfie with some guys around and some two girls, a group. A selfie. Oh, something happened to me. I sent it to her. I said, this picture I've sent you, no amount of money can buy it. The company this boy is in, the company he's in, the people he's taking the selfie with, it is glory. But you will know till you are experiencing something that is not this one. Just not preaching, not healing the sick, no, that you've changed your friends. It's glory. No, we are not talking about building a church. We're not talking about singing and people are falling down. No, just changing your friends. It's the glory of it's beautiful that you can come out of certain friendships and relate and have new friends. It's just nice. Hiya! It's too strong for me. Show me your glory. It's one of the most powerful sentences standing. You know, there are many beautiful things in life. So many beautiful things. For a sister here or a brother here, even to attend church this morning is glory. No, I'm not talking about an unbeliever. It's like a sinner who has come to church. No, you've been in the church for a long time, but you see, something offended you. But you have still been able to overcome it to sit in a church service like this. I don't know who you are, but I'm speaking by the Spirit. I said there is somebody here. To be in church today is glory. It's beautiful. Yesterday I was chatting with somebody that I could even stand and chat with that person. It's glory. Now, how does God show you his glory? When Moses asked the question, show me your glory. I am prophesying now. Nothing, I see 80. And so I get is 80%. Nothing less than 80% of the sisters sitting in this church service will one day have a husband with 2 children, 3 children, 4 children. A happy marriage in your nice 1-bedroom, 2-bedroom house. Expect a wedding ring on your finger. I said, it's not less than 80% of the women sitting here. I said, a day will come. I'm not talking about money or dollars. I'm telling what I see. I say, you are going to have a marriage. Expect it. You with your husband. I'm not addressing the boys. I'm addressing the girls. 80% of the girls here will fall into that category in 15 years' time. Yes. So God said, if you can see now, I will end because my time is up. He said, I beseech thee, show me your glory. And how? How does God show you his glory? He said, I will make all my goodness pass before thee. And I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee. And will be gracious to whom I'll be gracious. And will show mercy to whom I will show mercy. How does God show you his glory? By making all his goodness. Say, goodness. God takes you deeper by showing you that he is good. You know, I'm just discovering, Reverend George, that it's never okay to me. But I'm just realizing that there's a message in my heart that what I'm doing is good. I've never thought about it, but what I'm doing is good. That the God I'm serving is a good God. I'm now understanding why I want to do more, have more meetings, have this, go here, check this, do that. Today is about the first time I'm seeing that I'm responding to a conviction in me that God is good. You see, and until you have mercifully experienced this conviction, you will never go deeper in God. Yeah. You need God to show mercy to you and reveal to you that he is good. Like you've come to a good God. He is good. As you sit here, Satan can convince you that clubbing is good. Sleeping, having sex with that boy is good. And the church is boring. Some of you have come to sit here only out of respect for the person who invited you. But there's nothing nice to you here. It means you are yet to experience that mercy. Those who are drawn deeper, they become aware that this is a good thing. I remember the first time I entered the church 40 years ago. The first time. Something happened. It was a weekday service in the evening. When I entered the church, I just felt that I was in a good place. I entered the church as a drunkard, as a smoker. I was a partier, a tardy boy. Church was not one of the, if you list 1,000 things, church. But when I entered, there was worship. I mean, the worship leader, the song, they prayed later. As I stood there, I just felt that, no, this is good. See, and as soon as that entered me, I began to be sucked. And that's a prayer I want to pray for you today. If I have a prayer for you. Yeah, that you will know that God is a good God. He's a good God. That what you are doing, sitting here, coming near God, is not a bad thing. Psalm 65 and verse 4. Blessed is the man whom thou, what? Chooses. That's what I was telling the church yesterday. Yeah. The church is not just a place where I can move any nonsense body can just come. No. The church is a place where people are chosen. You choose you. You are with your friends. And you alone. Come. You are with 7 friends. The 2 of you. We call you out. Put you here. That's an assembly. Now, your blessing is that you draw near. Psalm 73, I think, verse 28. It, don't worry if I don't find it. Ah, I'm right. Is it? It is good. It is good for me to draw near to God. I like, is it the Message translation of this, of New Living? It says, no. Let me see New Living translation. NLT. But as for me, how good it is to be near God. One of the translations it says nearness to God. Nearness to God is my good. I'm saying that one of the ways to be deep in the church is to first of all be convinced that God is good and that Satan is bad. Yes, that God is good. Be convinced that preaching you are hearing now is good. And that where you were last night is bad. If you can't see that thing, you will never be deep. Yes, New American. The nearness. I love it. I don't know why. I just find this very romantic. The nearness of God is my good. The nearness, like being near God is my good. Not being an architect, not being a surgeon, not even being a film star. Yeah, because you can be a film star and you are far from God. Look, if you are looking for something good to do, draw near God. God is good. Let makes you feel that having a bottle of Guinness and smoking by some roadside bar with some girl sitting at your on your laps, dragging their buttocks on your thighs, just once a while you puff and then you hit her buttocks. Bad. That's bad. That's bad. That's bad. That's bad. That, I said that is bad. But until you come to that place, you will never go deep. Until you become convinced that listening to worldly music is bad and listening to first love music is good. You see, I'm talking about this point. I tell you, I could do 6 weeks with it. Good. It's good. It's good. Hello? There is no sin you will commit. No matter how profitable. No matter how what? Profitable. There's no sin you will commit. That will be good for your life. As I say, God takes you deeper by showing you that God is good. God is anything God is good. Honey, singing for God is good. Dancing for God is good. Even sitting in church for God is good. Playing the keyboard for God is good. Far better than playing in a 5-star hotel and homosexuals will come and play with your buttocks after you have played 12 midnight to 3. They want to finish, you are wearing Pampers. This is good, but I'm praying that you'll be convinced. It's a revelation you must have. It's a revelation you must have. See, I'm sweating. It's good for me. It's good. That's glory. That's glory. It's far better than sweating in a nightclub. Yeah. Just, you see, Charlie, hit me. It means light my fagus. That is what he knows. Me and it all. I'm saying that till you are convinced that it is good to hug a convert and hold his hand and take him to church, and that mianeto is bad, until you are convinced, you will sit in the church and slip away. God is good. Tell your neighbor, what you are doing now in the church is good. Say, I know you can do better, but this is good. That you are here, just being here is good. That's how we get deeper. To be convinced that it's good not to smoke than to be smoking. That's how to get it. Because once you know that, you see, we are always drawn deeper into things we think is good. Yes. Like you have sex with a boy and the feeling alone, my goodness. You want to go tomorrow? Tomorrow. Oh, yes. One girl told that boy that the Uber I pay to come to your house to have sex is very expensive. So when I come, you must do something better than you've been doing. The Uber. You must go deeper. It's too expensive for this type of 27 seconds.
So that's how the devil... No, listen. That's how the devil gets to destroy you. To let you feel that what happened last time with the boy is good. See, once he tags something as good, he's got you. You are finished. I said, once the devil is able to put a tag in your head that something is good, you are finished. Because you will only be drawn to things that are good. No, nobody in his right mind will be drawn to something that is bad. Yes. So if you are betting, Satan must convince you that it is good. Once it is good, it means you are doing more and more. Till a day comes, you are selling your things to bet. Always. You will never go deeper till you are convinced that this is good. Today, I came with news. God is good. It's good to be near him. If you can convince yourself that God is good, you'll go deeper. You see how we are in this hot room, like an oven? You must convince yourself that it's good. Because somebody, listen, somebody is holding a glass of gin that he has put nails in it for 3 days to charge the gin. And as he's drinking it, he feels it is good. Something that will destroy his liver and kill him. He's convinced. As he's smoking the weed, he's convinced. As the boy is with him and the boy is talking, and he has been with the boy for 3 years old. What she doesn't know is that the boy just slept with another girl. It's been not just, it was 3 months ago. So as he's now with you, he's carrying a sickness. And once you have sex with him, he passes it on. Yes. And Satan convinces you that it's good. It's a good life. Yeah. If what he has just said is a good life. I don't know how old he is. But when you were young, the advertisement for club beer, star beer, was this. You see, if you put the bottle down with sweat on the bottle, they're written, it's a good life. As soon as he said it, I said, that's Satan will advertise beer that it's a good life. Keep drinking. And you drink and drink till a point comes where beer is not enough. You must now add aquatese to the beer. Say deeper. I am telling you all today that watch out. Satan is destroying you, but you think that he is helping you. Yeah. You are being destroyed. God, it's not as much. You see how the doors are all open. A lot of doors. They are all open. We've not locked any door. So that we have come here, we have locked ourselves in. No, we've opened the door. I don't even know why they have open these doors, whether you close or you open, it's the same air. Don't waste your time closing them, opening them. Let's close. When you close, there's not much to do. The day will come, there'll be glass in it with air conditioning. That's when you can close or open. The doors are open. I said, not everybody can just walk in, because you are selected to come in, you are chosen to be brought near. You watch. There are people smoking weed now. People going mad now. They can't come in. This is the healing center for them. But they don't come in. But you are here. But Satan will let you be convinced that this is bad. But where you were last night is good. That's why he says, God takes you deeper by showing you that he is good. I want to tell you, you were singing. Were you singing today? You didn't sing today. God is good. You are what? A monster. Oh, airport star. Ah, that's why I'm a monster. What you are doing is good. hit you in your stomach. It is good. I'm a doctor. I'm a specialist doctor. I put it away to be a pastor in the hot room. I'm convinced that this. This is an architect. He put it away to be a pastor. Put it away. Not that Monday he's going to architect. Monday is going to architect. No. Monday is doing pastor. Tuesday, pastor. To do what he has done, you must be convinced that this thing is a good thing. And that's my prayer for you today. If I have a prayer, is that God, Father, today I pray, God, Father, put it in them. Let it enter him. Let it enter him. That this thing is a good life. That one, a man's preaching can't convince you. God himself will put it in your heart. Hey, it's worth breaking up with that boy to be in church. It's worth it. Or you can be here and you say, it's worth just remaining here and having that married man as your boyfriend. You are a dancing star. Until you are convinced that it is good to be a dancing star and a bacenta leader also, you will never become. Listen, you will only be drawn. Satan can convince you. Don't mind that pastor. Just dance. He just wants people to help him to build a big church so his name will be popular in the Azenso River area. Oh, don't mind that man. Don't mind him. That is how the devil is going to get you to remain at this level. Because he knows that the next thing is that the force of gravity will hit you and bring you down. We remain at the same level by trying to go up. If you remain at the same level, you go down. I don't know whether you know an escalator. It's a moving staircase. There's one at the West Hills Mall. So people go there. They dress up and they sit on a bus to go there just to walk on the escalator. Yeah. It's very nice. When you stand on it, you don't walk up. As you are standing on it, then it's moving. Hey, Charlie, if you like, go and see next week. It's not a small thing. Like steps. Normally you climb steps like this. You climb steps. But this one, you don't climb. Just stand on it. You see that thing is moving. The world is like an escalator. Moving in the opposite direction. If you stand still, it will take you back. The only way you can make advancement is to run faster and go deeper and do more than the escalator is making. You see an escalator coming down. If you play the fool, it will bring you down. To go up, you must run faster than the speed it is. Don't sit in church. Just read your Bible. Go deeper and do more. Stand to your feet. Lift your hands and pray. Lift your hands. It's a good thing, sir. Are you enjoying church? I speak French. French. C'est bon? L'église. L'église, c'est bon? Il faut go deeper. Lift your two hands. Lift your hands. Oh Lord, I beg you. Should I pay you money? Should I kill a cow? I beg, my only prayer is that, Lord, put it in them that it's a good thing we are doing. I can't convince them. You told Moses that you will pass in front of him with all your goodness. Father, pass in front of these ones with all your goodness. Pass in front of them. Lift your hands. Lift your hands. Kadaba, pasatela, pasatela. It's a good thing to be in a choir. It's a good thing to dance for God. It's a good thing. It's good. Let God show you that He is good. Let God show you that He is good. Let God show you that He is good. And as every head is bowed, I want you to put down your hand, because I want to invite some people. Jesus has told me to call some people that He has chosen this morning. And you are here, you know what I'm talking about. It's a good thing to come near to God if you are here today. You've never said a prayer asking Jesus Christ to come into your life. You've never done that before. Today you want to say, Pastor, I want to surrender my life to Jesus Christ. I want to give my life to Him. As every head is bowed, every eye is closed. Everybody close your eyes. If you want to give your life to Jesus and come near to God, just lift your hand. I'm going to pray for you right now. Yes, yes, lift your hand high. Lift your hand. You want to receive Jesus. Yes, it's your day. It's your day. Lift your hand high. I want to pray for you. Yes, that prayer. Somebody has even raised two hands. Somebody has raised two hands. Yes, lift your hand high. Pastor, pray for me. I see your hand. Pastor, pray for me. I want to give my life to Jesus. I want to give my life to Jesus. Yes, if your hand is up, if you've raised your hand, I want you to come to me now. Come. Come here. Come and stand here.
Help me know you.
Come. Come. Yes. Come. It's good. It's a good thing you are doing. It's a good thing you are doing. Come and receive Jesus. Come. 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 Come and receive Jesus. Come and receive Jesus.
Help me know you are near.
I'm waiting for somebody. There's somebody standing in the congregation. I don't know who you are, but I just sense that somebody should surrender his life to Jesus. I don't know who you are. But I want you, to the count of five, come. Come and join us here. One. Two. Three. Four. Yes, come. Five. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm thanking you as if you are coming to me, or I get money when people come forward. No, it's your life. I took this decision 40 years ago. I have proofs that it's a good life. I have proofs. Lift your hands, everyone, those in front. Everyone, lift your hands. And I want you to pray this simple prayer with me. Say, Heavenly Father, today I come to you. I surrender my life to you. I realize I am a sinner. I've done many bad things. I am dirty.
please wash me with the blood of Jesus. Today, I declare you are good. God, you are good. It's a good thing to walk with you. It's a good thing to follow you. It's a good thing to serve you. Oh God, have mercy on me and teach me your ways. I love you. Draw me deeper, closer, doing more. I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. I've got some pastors who are going to help you. They will teach you. They will visit you. They will answer some of your questions. They will say, don't do this, do this. They will help you. I want to say that coming forward, it's like going from here to a dental barrier. Walking. You are walking, not car. You are walking to a dental barrier. And you've taken the first step. This, what you've done today is the first step. First step. It's a long journey, but it's an exciting journey. It's a beautiful journey. It's a great journey. It will change your life, and Satan will not get you to destroy you. You see our pastor with the follow me sign, the one who is waving a hand. Yes. Please, let's go to her. They are going to help you. They are going to teach you. They are going to... And lady pastor, pray for them. Not just this morning. Have evening meetings and pray for converts. Call a lady pastor Lorraine for me. Do you have prayer meetings? Do you have prayer meetings? Take your communion. I want to receive Reverend George to come and lead us to have the communion. Take your communion, everyone. Yes.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Have your bread. Amen. Now say, this is the body of Jesus. As I eat the body of Jesus, everything that was in the body of Jesus is coming into my body.
Into my body.
Every glory that was in the body of Jesus.
Every glory that was in the
body. Oh, say it like you believe it. Every glory that was in the body of Jesus.
Every glory that was in the body of Jesus.
Is coming into my body.
Is coming into my body.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
The body of Jesus.
The body of Jesus.
Please eat it. Now the cup. Just lift the cup. Of the wine. This wine represents the blood of Jesus. Now say, this is the blood of Jesus.
This is the blood.
Now I'm making you say it so that you believe what you are saying.
My God.
That this is the blood of Jesus.
This is the blood of Jesus.
As I drink the blood of Jesus.
As I drink the blood of Jesus.
Anything that could not be in the blood of Jesus.
Anything that could not be in the blood of Jesus.
Cannot be in my blood.
Cannot be in my blood.
Anything, any disease that Jesus could not experience.
Any disease that Jesus could not experience.
I cannot experience that disease.
I cannot experience that
disease. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
Please drink it.
Thank you, Lord.
Let's pray. I want us to lift our hands to heaven. This morning, I want you to believe for a miracle. a healing miracle in your body because of the body and the blood that we have drunk and eaten this afternoon. Father, we thank you for your body and your blood which you gave on the cross for us. Thank you, Lord, that you were wounded for our transgressions.
Yes,
and you were bruised, Lord, for our iniquity. Lord, the chastisement of our peace was on you, and by your stripes we are healed. Thank you for those stripes through which the blood came out. Thank you for those nail wounds that the blood came out. Lord, by those wounds and by the blood that came out, the blood which we have partaken of this morning,
we are healed.
Lord, I pray for all of us. Lord, that the power in the blood, the resurrection power in the blood of Jesus, will come into our body and quicken our mortal bodies in the name of Jesus. Lord, we bind every illness, every sickness, every undiagnosed illness in our bodies. We bind it this morning in the name of Jesus. Lord, we forbid every disease, hereditary, or in our generation, from our bloodlines. Let the blood of Jesus replace our bloodlines in the name of Jesus. We thank you for healing, and we thank you for your power this morning in the name of Jesus. We bless your name, Lord.
Bless your name.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Put your hands together for the Lord. Amen. You may take your seat.
We trust that you have been mightily blessed and affected by the word of God preached by Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Do join one of our lovely services from the Makenna Cathedral near Valley View University, Oyibi, Accra, this and every weekend at 7:30 p.m. on Saturdays, as well as 7:30 a.m. and 12 noon on Sundays. Connect with Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo on Facebook Live, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and on your favorite podcast app. Thank you for joining us. God bless you.